This Saturday at 9:30 in the morning, single tickets for the 14-15 Pavilion Performance Series go on sale. There's six shows that go on sale. It's Nice Work If You Can Get It, Elf, which I'm so excited about Elf, Anything Goes, Sister Act, Peter and the Starcatcher, and then the one that I cannot wait for is Million Dollar Quartet. I have wanted to see that for years, and I'm so excited I don't have to go to Chicago.
Million Dollar Quartet is about?
Million Dollar Quartet is a Tony Award winning Broadway musical about Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins.
They recorded together at Sun Records.
At Sun Records, mm-hmm. And apparently they got along. They got along, and it's a fabulous show.
And they all rose to great stardom.
This is true. Yeah. Carl Perkins is one that I wasn't as familiar with.
Blue
and
suede
so
shoes.
I'm excited to to see the show. But the other ones, I love the music.
Yeah.
This is going to be a good one.
Still buy the series as a whole, though, right?
You can still buy the series as a whole, and you can also buy Choose Your Own Four. And that's something we started last year. So if, you know, we have people who travel because it gets just a little chilly in the winter. And so they might want to miss a few and catch the rest. And so if you're interested, just go up to the counter at the box office on Saturday and say, what do you got? And then you get 10% off if you buy four, and it's 17% off if you buy all six.
Excellent.
There's another show coming that I'm really excited about. It is, the guy's name is Peter Gross, and he was, I think, the son of the guy who started Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Really?
He was on, if he wasn't the son, he was on the show.
All right.
He's bringing the show on stage in October.
Yeah.
And I love animals.
So he's bringing kangaroos and
all sorts of animals.
Really?
Yes. And so that is Thursday, October 23rd. So that's one that's coming up pretty soon, and that's going on sale on Saturday as well.
Yay. What else you got going on?
We have some fun shows. In the Science Center, we have something called Hands on Harley, which is for all you little leather-wearing jacket little ones.
There are many of them.
Yes. A lot of fun for the kids. They get to play with Harley Davidsons. And then what I love is they get to learn and don't even know they're learning. Part of the exhibit talks about motion and velocity and speed, and these kids are playing with golf balls and whipping them all around and not even realizing that they're learning, and they are.
Great.
Yeah. So
how long is that going to be around? For a while?
That's through almost the end of September.
Okay.
And then for another week or so, we have a pop-up exhibit in the Visual Arts Center that talks about the history of Harley, called Alter Ego. And that, again, if you are a Harley lover, that is perfect. We have some Harley Davidsons that Jane R. Harley have put up there that talk about the history, and it talks about the evolution of Harley, and some of these are just, I mean, they're pieces of art. They're absolutely gorgeous.
They are beautiful.
And so Visual Arts Center is really appropriate.
That's
for,
where it's supposed
for
to be.
Them. It's where it should be. And so if you love Harley and the kids love Harley,
the Sidewalk Arts Festival. First Saturday in September?
Yep.
Saturday the 6th.
Saturday the 6th, starting at the crack of dawn. And this is interesting, you know, now that we have that, what is it, the Main Street Diet or something where
yeah,
they...
down to two lanes.
I'm not quite sure. We have some booths that are going to be where some planters are right now. And those look very heavy to move, so the vendors can get in there, but
they set up behind them, maybe. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but okay. Yeah, we usually get anywhere between 50 and 60,000 coming. Starts at 9 a.m. on the 6th, and that's a blast every year.
It'll be here before you know it.
Oh yeah, bring sunscreen
or an umbrella, one of the two. You never know.
No, bring sunscreen. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to rain.